This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Them. Number one, we listened, many of us were glued to YouTube this morning to listen to the International Court of Justice and their decision of provisional measures against Israel. As you know, many groups of people in many countries will spin this decision in their own way. And it's important that we frame it in a positive manner, because it is a positive decision given the limitations and given the context of international law. I just wanted to read to you a very quick note, brief note by Tayyab Ali. He is an international lawyer in the National Court of Justice, not the International Court of Justice, but the International Justice for Palestine. And he has actually brought a case against the leaders of the United Kingdom. And this is what he had to say. He said, Israel acts are plausibly acts of genocide. This is what the International Court of Justice has actually reached. Provisional measures have been granted to South Africa in order to prevent irreparable harm to Palestinians. This is why we have international law and the ICJ. If any nation continues to support Israel in its plausible genocidal acts, they will be complicit in them. And therefore, I want to urge you to continue doing what you have been doing, and that is to pressure our government, to pressure our representatives, to pressure our country, so that they can abide by this decision of the International Court of Justice. It is not everything that we looked for, but it is a step in the right direction. And I hope, inshallah, that something can happen that will help to seize and stop the brutal killing, the indiscriminate killing of the Palestinians. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us safety and security in this world. I also want to remind you that January 29th is the Remembrance Day for the Quebec shooting, in which six of our brothers were killed brutally in a masjid. We will be posting about this, inshallah. And please make your children know about this history, because what we are fighting for is a safe future for our children, inshallah. Earlier yesterday, we learned of the passing of one of the icons in the Muslim community, Hafiz Ishtihaq. Today is his janazah at the Islamic Foundation of Toronto. He was a pioneer of Quran recitation. Those of you who remember, his recitation touched the hearts of many of us in the early days of the Islamic Foundation. And prior to that, he was leading a Jami mosque. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him his sins and his shortcomings and to grant him Jannah, inshallah. And speaking about Quran recitation, I want to announce that we have one of the most famous qaris in the Arab world. We'll be coming here on Sunday evening at the time of Salatul Isha at 7 p.m. Qari Mu'tasim Billah Al-Asali will be visiting us here at IIT, and we have a number of other qaris, including Qari Abdul Fattah, Qari Abbas from St. Catherine, and our own Qari Hassan Rahman, who is visiting us here, and other brothers. Inshallah, we will have a session for Quran recitation and some nasheeds. We invite all of you to be here, inshallah, on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. and to join us. The details of this will be posted on our website and social media pages. I'm going to ask our brothers and sisters to go through the lines, inshallah, and please donate generously. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Once the volunteers go through the lines, Sheikh Musleh Khan will do the khutbah.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاة حي على الفناء
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على نهجه وما استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فاتقوا الله أيها الأحباب فقد أمرنا سبحانه وتعالى في تنزيله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ثم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness and His mercy. Allahumma ameen. We ask Allah azza wa jal to ease the pain and suffering of our brothers and sisters, ayna ma kan, wherever they may be, but especially our brothers and sisters in Palestine and in Gaza. Allahumma ameen. Ayyuhal ahbab, before we begin today's short reminder, here at the Academy, the IIT Academy, one of our teachers, a sister, she fell and hurt herself pretty bad. And if you know anything about the school, these teachers are some of the hardest working brothers and sisters you will ever meet. And so it's important that we give haq where haq is due. So when we have one of our own who is here teaching and guiding as best as she can our children, the haqq upon her from us is we at least make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give her shifa. May Allah azza wa jal ease her pain and bless her with complete shifa. Allahumma ameen. And for the rest of the teachers, and of course the students, may Allah azza wa jal bless them and honor them and keep them strong. Allahumma ameen. Ayyuh al-ahbab, if you look at the lives of pious men and women, starting with the prophets, you'll notice that if you knew nothing about any of the prophets and messengers, if you knew nothing about them, and you were to open their story, the thing that is immediate is that you'll start to read a lot of information that are problems, just pain and struggle. So take, for example, the story of Nuh alayhi salam, 950 years. Maybe a dozen or more end up accepting his message and following him as a prophet. 950 years. What did he have to endure? The Quran captures certain points in his life where he's embarrassed. They insult him, they ridicule him, they make fun of him publicly even. But he has to go through all of that, and his story is captured in the Quran, and he becomes one of the mightiest messengers of Allah. Then you look at someone like Asiya radiallahu anha. This is a woman that's married to Fir'aun, perhaps the worst that has ever walked the face of this earth. She's not part of the administration. She doesn't just work in the palace. She's married to the man who is inflicting torture and pain on others. She's married to this person. So if you look at her story, you're like, okay, there can't be anything good about Asiya here. Yet, she is counted amongst the leaders of women in Jannah. She will be one of the leaders. Then you look at other prophets and messengers like Ibrahim alayhi salam. His own father not only was the person that was most against the message of Ibrahim alayhi salam, his father threatened him. He says, La'arjumannak, I'm going to have you stoned. I'm going to have you hurt if you don't stop calling to your message. And in addition to that, his father is the one that started the whole industry of idol worship. He used to carve them and build them. Yet Ibrahim alayhi salam, we all know how important he is to us as believers, and he will also have his place in Jannah bi-idhnillah. May Allah azza wa jal count all of us from amongst them, that we are reunited with these great men and women in Jannah al-Firdaus. Allahumma ameen. So here's the point. Somebody asked about Palestine and Gaza, you know, so much pain, so much killing. Where is Allah? Someone asked, where is Allah? We're making, the whole ummah is making dua, dua, dua. All of us, so much dua. When is the Nasr and the aid going to arrive? Now to answer this question, you first must know a couple of things. Number one, this question is a dangerous question to ask when it pertains to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because we don't ask Allah when and how He should do things, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the slaves. He is the master. And if you look at all these prophets and messengers, and even great men and women, past and even here present, take yourself and me for example. Look what life is like to be Muslim in 2024. And this is the path chosen by Allah, the path of Tawheed, the path of Islam. But look at how it's portrayed. Look at how and what people say and think about Islam and Muslims. So it doesn't look attractive when you look at it from a bird's eye view. So the answer to the question is the first point. We don't question Allah. And Allah called out the people who did this. Called them out in Surah Al-Anbiya. لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلْ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ Allah talked about that the true believers, they don't ask and question Allah's choice or decision. وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ But those who disbelieve, this is one of the tactics they had. And it's actually throughout in the Quran, constantly the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and subhanallah, pain from day one. From day one. The moment he said, I am a prophet, and I'm here to relay a message from Allah. The response, not just from the community, people closest to him, his own neighbors, people he grew up with, all turned against him. And they challenged him. They said, okay, if this creator is here, let him send some rain right now. They put him on the spot, but that's not how this works. The next point, now for the question. There is a pattern with the end of all of our prophets and messengers and pious people. Look at the ending. They all were blessed with forgiveness, Allah's mercy, and they were given Jannah. And the ulama say, this is the deeper lesson and wisdom why we go through so much. It's not, the point of life is not to live like a Muslim and that's it. Stop there. We live like Muslims because the ultimate goal is we want to die as Muslims. And all these prophets and messengers and these pious men and women, at the end, they left this world with La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now apply that to our brothers and sisters, especially in Palestine. It's terrible. It's hard to even think about and imagine, let alone watch those images and those videos. But you can't help, as believers, you can't help but wonder, sure, they are taking away their dunya, but they have no idea that they are opening and facilitating the path of the best akhirah for each and every one of them. That's why you saw videos of a father who lost 15 members of his family. And you know what he says? Alhamdulillah. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. That's why we live. So that we can go through all of that pain and still say Alhamdulillah, because why? It goes back to a verse many of us know. You've heard it. It sounds like this from Surah Fussilat. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu. Indeed, those who say Allah is my Rabb, then what came after it? Thumma istaqamu. They upheld that life. They held up despite whatever they went through. So Allah knows what he's doing. And in a verse you've already heard in the beginning of today's khutbah, you hear it every Jumu'ah. La tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Listen to the ayah. Allah doesn't say la ta'ishunna wa antum muslimun. Allah says, don't you dare die and leave this world except that you're Muslim. Allah doesn't restrict the ayah to don't you dare live unless you're living like a Muslim. Because if you focus on leaving this world as a Muslim, by default, how do you have to live? So you get both. Just by focusing, I want to leave this world in a manner pleasing to Allah, then automatically the way to achieve that, to be the best candidate of that, is you got to live as best as you can as a Muslim. So where is Allah? Allah tells us He is near. Allah tells us His Nasr and aid is also near. It's coming. Perhaps part of it is already here. We don't know. But what we do know is the Ummah is awake now. At least this issue is on everyone's mind. Every Jummah you're going to be reminded about this. And so we should. So there is some khair that's starting to unfold. Now how that manifests, that's a separate issue. Now why do I bring all of this up? This is what we will conclude with in the second part of the khutbah. So the first part is, where is Allah? Let's not ask. We know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there. We know that Allah promises He will protect the believers. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite whatever it is that we endure in life, tells us, don't you dare leave this world unless you're Muslim. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless all of us with a righteous ending, a husnul khawatim, an ending that is pleasing to Him. May Allah Azza wa Jalla allow all of us that our last words will be the words that are most beloved to Him, the shahada of la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqulu ma tasma'un wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa risa'il al-muslimin min kulli dhanb fastaghfiru innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Alhamdulillah was salatu was salamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. I think there are times where you and I need a little bit of push. You know how sometimes when you put all your attention in one area, it's very normal and common that you lose sight of the goal. And you lose sight at the end of the day, that's where I need to be. But this problem consumed my attention and my time, which is not necessarily a bad thing. It's a huge issue. But remember, brothers and sisters, don't lose yourself. And so, in conclusion, I want to bring your attention to a set of verses in Surah Al-Hijr, just as encouragement for you and me. Recharge something here, so that when you go back out there and you're talking about this issue, that you don't forget, if there's a problem in your marriage, you got to address that. If you see your kids going astray, we've got to go and address that. If you can't remember the last time you prayed Fajr on time, you got to address that. So you can go with all of those thoughts and remember that those are priority as well. On the Day of Judgment, when the seal is stamped, the verdict is given, and inshallah, we all receive the verdict from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go, my believers, go to Jannah. And we pray that Allah Azza wa Jalla allow us to enter Jannah. Allahumma ameen. Allah tells us, innal muttaqina fi jannatin wa uyun. Udkhuluha bi salamin aminin. Wa naza'na ma fi sudurihim min ghillin ikhwanan ala sururin mutaqabilin. لا يمسهم فيها نصب وما هم منها بمخرجين نبئ عبادي أني أنا الغفور الرحيم وأن عذابي هو العذاب الأليم. In conclusion, Allah says the muttaqeen, not in الذين اتقوا, the muttaqeen, the people who held on and lived that life through all the pain and struggle, they still held on. Fi jannatin wa uyun. They're in Jannah, but it's in plural, so they get all the landscape and gardens of Jannah, wa uyun, and springs. When you hear that ayah, it's very easy for somebody to say, yeah, that's amazing for the muttaqi. I hope I'm one of them. Because Allah is speaking in third person, so it sounds like He's talking about a special group. Listen to the next ayah. ادخلوها بسلام آمنين. All of you enter. Now Allah is speaking directly to all believers. Go, enter. So the one who is questioning and wondering, am I doing things right? But at the end, they trust Allah, they do their best and they trust Allah. Allah said, you were on that path of a muttaqi all along, even if you didn't know. Now go enter with all of them. Udkhuluha bisalamin aminin, with peace and security. Do you know why we are told to enter Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala, with peace and security? Because those are the two things that you risk in life to get there. The road to Jannah is hard, and your peace is disrupted. And you might put yourself in a place where it's not safe. But Allah says, now you have nothing to worry about. Just go. Be at peace. Nothing of any pain or struggle will touch you. You will never ever think of leaving Jannah again. When you're there, you're there. Then Allah talks to us that in ways that He'll purify us, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ, He'll remove any hidden hatred or animosity from our hearts. And in conclusion, He tells the Prophet ﷺ, now go, نَبِّعْ عِبَادِي, go and tell them. نَبِّعْ عِبَادِي, go and tell all my slaves. You know what this means? It means that despite what the climate is, brothers and sisters, don't give up. Keep going and call that Allah is Al-Ghafoor Ar-Rahim. Don't stop. No matter how difficult, how hard, how painful, don't stop. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever forgiving and merciful. We ask Allah azza wa jal keep us close to Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless and honor all of us in a way that He is pleased with. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve the message of Islam in our hearts and in our lives. And we ask Allah azza wa jal to give victory to our brothers and sisters in Palestine and preserve and protect the ummah in a way that He is pleased with. Allahumma ameen. We send peace and blessings to our Rasul salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi kama amarana subhanahu wa ta'ala fi tanzili. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب سميع مجيب الدعوات اللهم إننا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا